Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Guys, you ever go on a date, you never really hear from the person again, you wonder, I thought that went really well. Yeah. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I need to, like, reach back out and go, like, what did I do?
Yeah. I'm so blind by my own problems that I just blame them somehow.
Yeah.
I'm like, I must have done something wrong. Surely it's not me. Yeah.
Well, Nick's not doing that. Nick, let's talk about Eileen, who you met on Hinge.
Well, I met her on Hinge. It was about 2 months ago, right? And it's a great day, though. We had takeout. We had Swiss Chalet takeout, and we went to the park.
Mm. Well, extravagant. A romance.
Okay, can we just talk about the fact that that is the most romantic date you could ever take me on?
Is Swiss Chalet in the
just
park?
Just drizzle me in Swiss Chalet sauce.
Well,
but anyway.
Chicken, baby.
Continue, sir.
I'll try. So, like.
He's like, yeah, if you let me talk.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not interested anymore.
Just imagine, yeah, I'm just imagine it with on my hairy chest outside in the cold winter.
No, it's going to get all matted.
Steve. I'm just gonna go. Thanks for everything.
No,
all
right,
good luck,
Nick.
Stay with us.
So what happened?
No, it was really cute. Like, we had a great time, and but after the date, like, I mean, like, first of all, I just want to say that she is beautiful, and she was laughing at all my jokes. Like, I was like, wow, she's the one. She's amazing. And I texted her, you know, after the date, and she didn't text back. And it's been 2 months. Like, I haven't heard from her since, but I have not stopped thinking about her.
Did you drink the chalet sauce? Because I found in my travels that some people don't appreciate the drinking of the chalet sauce.
I don't know if that was the reason she didn't text me back.
Did you
pay the upcharge for the white meat? Because some people won't do that either.
No, you guys, you guys are the professionals. I'm bringing you in to save the situation.
Right. Okay,
Can I ask a real question?
I guess. No, you can't.
Okay, so you texted her after she didn't text you back. How many times did you text? Be honest, because we always go awry a bit with this one.
I texted her, and then I texted two other times. So three, I guess, you know, by the third time when she didn't respond, I wasn't going to do a fourth time.
Okay.
Fair enough. Three is even.
You're on the yellow, not the red.
Okay.
I know.
In the yellow zone.
Nick's not silly. He knows. Okay, so Nick, we're going to call Eileen next. We're going to find out what the heck happened, all right?
But just one thing, if she is dating somebody else, I kind of need you to, you know, break them up also.
Oh, all right.
Hey,
we're in.
You know what, Nick?
2 months.
I don't know if that's the kind of karma we want to.
Yeah, we don't do those services.
Speak for yourself, man. I'm in.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Nick met Eileen on Hinge. They went for a LA date in the park. Delicious, fun, innocent, and apparently she was laughing at all of his jokes. And then after the date, Nick, you never heard from her again.
That was it. Yep, never heard from her again.
Yeah, and now he did message her thrice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Afterwards, but that's it. You haven't messaged her since.
No, that was it.
And no caps lock, nothing like that.
No.
Okay, good. Just checking.
It's frustrating. It's like, come on, Eileen. Like the song?
TJ.
All right, let's call Eileen.
So, Nick, before we call Eileen, that really took the wind out of sails. Can we ask you one question? Are you sure you want to hear the answer to this? I know you jokingly said if she's with someone else, please break them up. In all honesty, sometimes the answers can be a little tough to hear. So are you sure you want to do this?
I am sure, but, I mean, you know, no pressure, but... If she can even get her to marry me, that would be
great. Well, Nick, we're going to leave that to you. So let's call Eileen.
Hello.
Hi there. We're looking for, is this Eileen?
Yes. How can I help you?
Eileen, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Oh, I'm okay. How are you? What's up?
We were wondering if we could get a little information from you regarding somebody that you ghosted a couple months ago, Nick.
Okay, you're throwing a lot at me. That's like definitely bringing a name back from the dead. But
hence ghosting.
Okay, well, I already let Nick know back in September that I'm not interested.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you, if you don't mind me asking, what did you say?
I told him that I didn't want to join his Zoom workout classes. And so I'm figuring you guys are offering me like another one of his free classes. And like I said back then, I'm not interested.
We have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. What?
Okay. Listen. Eileen, you got to hear me out, right? Let me just explain.
Okay, what is going on here? You're all catching me off guard here.
No, yeah, well,
whole gang.
Yeah. Nick wasn't supposed to talk, Eileen, but here we are. So Nick,
I can't help it.
Why are you stopping now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I'm a personal trainer. All right, I've been doing Zoom workouts like during the pandemic, and like, if I match with a girl on Hinge or Tinder and we don't have a future dating-wise, like, I just try to recruit her as a client for my class.
What?
God.
Like it's a win-win, you know.
For who? You?
Well, for my wife, for my business. You know, it's going to be one of these two things can kind of fit this. But, you know, I just didn't think I didn't think we were going anywhere. So I was trying to get you, to be a client.
You just told us something completely different.
You really liked her.
But by the end of the date, I realized that I was wrong and that, no, I was really into her.
These details are important.
Man, this is a workout just trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
I just, I just want another shot. Like, I realized by the end of the date, oh, man, like, I really like you. And I changed my mind.
What?
I just want another shot.
So you tried to recruit her for Zoom early on in the date.
Because you didn't
think
you'd
like
her?
And then changed your mind.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell? Okay, so Eileen, we were going to offer you a second date with Nick where we'd pick up the tab. And I feel like I know what the answer is going to be.
Yeah, no, this was so long ago, and I think he needs to change his tactics. Yeah. I'm not interested, Nick, and I really am asking you to please never talk to me again.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, you know what, Eileen? We're going to let you go.
Okay,
thank you.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you guys really blew it. Oh, my God.
No, you get out of here. Get this guy off the phone.
Are you for real, dude?
Stop it.
I can't, honestly. I thought you guys are the professionals here.
No.
Sorry, bro.
She says she doesn't even want to talk to me again.
Yeah.
Of course she doesn't.
Okay.
You're right. No, he's right. This one's on us, guys. Definitely not on the guy that tried to recruit somebody for Zoom classes.
If we can make a suggestion, maybe don't do what you did.
Just stop.
Just don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do I pay you guys for?
You're not paying us anything.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
I just can't. Like, I can't do this.
What is he paying us for?
Did you guys get your check? Because I didn't.
I haven't. I'll
wait. In the mail.
I do think the Zoom workout thing is working out for some people. So maybe he'll send us a commission check. Okay, so what are the text messages saying?
Some of these are really funny. Wow, he's not getting... You guys blew it, ruined his chances. Another one says, the minute Nick said recruit, he was done.
I know, right?
Yeah, right?
Slippery slope.
This really good one from the 416. Ew, so his Zoom classes are full of his exes? That's a really good point.
Yeah, we should cut...
It's like The Bachelorette, but if everybody stayed on.
Sweaty and angry.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Nick is legally crazy. That's the latest text we got.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.